Hi friends, welcome to the Confident, Clear, and Hired podcast. I'm your host, Melissa Carvalho. This podcast was made for industry leaders who want to navigate through their career, gain clarity, develop your inner self, and know exactly where you belong in the workplace. In this space, you will learn how to master and develop the skills that will not only help you in your career, but throughout your entire life. If you have been working for a few years and you're ready to get yourself to that next level, I'm here to take you there. Hello, friends. Welcome back to the Confident, Clear, and Hired podcast. And if you're new here, my name's Melissa Carvalho, and I specialize in helping leaders navigate through their careers. And for this episode, I'm very, very excited today because we're going to be talking about burnout. How many of you out there feel drained and tired from your day job or just responsibilities in general? Maybe the pandemic has also affected you within the last year and it's still an adjustment. I actually posted a reel on Instagram. It was like 3 tips on avoiding burnout, and it literally blew up, and it made me think like, wow, okay, so maybe many people can relate to this. I should expand on it. And if you're not following me on the gram, you should. It's Melissa Carvalho with 3 underscores. There you'll get quick career advice, you'll know more about my personality, and you'll probably get spammed with puppy photos of my little puppy Coco, and he's literally my obsession. You can also follow me on LinkedIn, Melissa B. Carvalho, and that's where I actually post a lot of content and videos and lives on just career and a bunch of different topics. So if you want more of my content, definitely head over to those 2 platforms to check it out. But anyway, so as mentioned, was super inspired. I think that this is a really strong topic that we need to still bring into more awareness. And so I want to just elaborate and discuss more about this with you guys today. So first things first, understanding that we can ask for help or really even just delegate what we can or can't handle. So now if you're in a role where you have employees under you, you know that there's help with this, right? So you can pass on that work where they can manage it. But really just go on and do that. I think sometimes we have this quality where it's like we don't want to give up our responsibilities because of trust or thinking that we can just do it all on our own, but we have the right staff on our team for a reason. Pass on the things where you can perform and focus on less of those topics or tasks and actually be within the field or the realm of responsibility where you're actually really good at, right? Now, if you're not in the position to delegate, that's okay, but you should be communicating what you can and can't handle in the workplace. So if you aren't aware of communication, very important. In general, you want to show communication within the workplace. So think of it this way. You bottle up for 1 year that you're stressed, overworked, and unhappy. What do you think will happen? It may lead you to another job where you truly don't belong, but you left because you're desperate. Or even your work performance will hinder. Communicate. If you can't handle a task because there's 2,000 other things that you have to do, please let your boss know. Along with that, we want to be scheduling our time for self-care. And that's probably one of my top 3 major tips or advice that I can really give you. I even myself used to feel so overworked, focusing on my job and just email after hours, even on the weekend, but I would never do anything for me. And self-care can be so affordable. I'm not telling you that you can't go out and book a massage. Then again, I'm also manifesting myself a nice spa day, but there's so many nice things that you can do and just take 10 to 15 minutes around home that can still be you taking care of yourself and your health. And this could be a nice bubble bath with so many bubbles in the water, nice music, and an audiobook playing in the background. Or it can just be laying in bed reading a book. You can also take it outside and maybe go on a nice walk or do exercise. Self-care is treating you to something that you would like to do. It's the stuff that makes you feel good after. And if you take care of yourself, the results within work is just going to be so much more pleasant. Sometimes that I think it's really important that we just point out that it's also, you know, okay to not be perfect. And I'll say this again, it's okay to not be perfect. There's nothing wrong with, you know, being a perfectionist. It's truly a beautiful gift. But not everything needs to be perfect. Studies show actually a direct correlation between perfectionism and high stress rates of burnout that are caused, right? So being critical on yourself, it leads to stress-related health issues, most commonly depression and anxiety. The most important thing that we can do is complete your task and then move on. Just like when you're applying to new jobs and networking, apply, message, and move on and continue the process. This will also create more productivity between your day-to-day work. Finally, I want to mention and throw out there to speak to your HR department. If they don't already have a program that helps burnt out employees, go to them with your concern. HR is there to support you. They are there to provide you with those programs or guide to how you should disconnect yourself from the job. Those are what I have for you today. I know that burnout, it's a real thing and it's definitely a struggle, but I hope that this episode has brought you some light at the end of the tunnel to truly see that there is more ways to make life manageable for you. Talk to you guys next week, friends. I'm looking forward to speaking to you soon. I just want to say thank you so much for listening in. I hope this episode has given you some insight on exactly what is possible for you and how you can grow into a leader within your career even further. Did you know that I have something special, and this is specifically only for you podcast listeners? It's a course that's going to get you optimized on your LinkedIn profile. LinkedIn to Success is a course that I created so leaders and growth seekers like you can network and grow within a platform that carries an endless amount of opportunity. A value of $297, you get it only for $27. Amazing, right? I will link this below for you to get. I'm so excited about this course. Don't forget to rate and leave a review. It really helps us reach more people and make an even bigger impact. And I can't wait to speak to you in the next episode.